Family Worship Primer, Episode 10.
Welcome to Bridgecast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topic.
In this week's catechism, we're dealing with question number 10. It's moving us into an extending section where we're going to talk about the nature of God and then move us into the longer discussions about the Ten Commandments that will follow out of it. So much of it will be developed out of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and then moving further into the book of Deuteronomy, which is really an extension or a retelling of the law out of Exodus chapter 20. But Moses will give some instructions out of the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy that is will be helpful. I think it'll be an encouragement to parents. Hey, this is you're doing the right thing. You're picking up the responsibility to be teaching your children the things of God. The promise from Scripture is that we should do this, or the instruction from Scripture rather is that from Scripture is that we should do this. That parents should be teaching these things to their children. In the seventh chapter of the sixth and the seventh chapter of verses of chapter 6 say these words that I'm giving to you today are to be in your heart. So this is why it's important that you're teaching these things to your children, that you're putting these things into their heart. Moses later in verse 7 says, repeat them. So speak them to your children again and again. You're teaching them not just mindless repetition or things that are quickly memorized, but you are repeating them. And by the repeating of them, this becomes natural for them. It becomes part of their language. It becomes part of their thinking. They begin now to use the teachings of Scripture, which will match what the Scripture says in the book of Proverbs, that the beginning of knowledge here is the wisdom of the Lord. This is the increase of knowledge, the increase of wisdom. These things are based out of the fear, the respect, the awe of God. When we know who God is, when we know what God wants from us, when we know what God requires of us, when we know how to glorify Him, then we are in place now to do what the Scripture would teach us to do here in the sixth and the seventh verses of chapter 7, when Moses says, repeat them to your children. So in other words, talk about them. So you're doing this right now, and I want to encourage you to keep doing this. Talk to them when you sit in your house, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Bind them as a sign on your hand, that and let them be to you as a symbol even on your forehead. Write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. So we're going to ask this question this week out of the Children's Catechism, and that is this, question number 10. Is there more than one God? Now, a smaller child, the comprehension of this may not be fully intact, but again, remembering, we want the language of Scripture to become so familiar with children that when we talk about God, they're becoming familiar with Him. They're becoming familiar about Him, about His ways, about His nature. And then as they mature, as they grow, and they begin to naturally add questions into the questions that you're teaching them, they now have a framework to ask those questions. They have a biblical standard, a biblical authority, then to govern their thinking about who God is. And so we're asking this week this question, is there more than one God? So one might even say, why is it important that we're asking a question about is there one God, or are there more than one God? Well, again, the familiarity of what we're saying is teaching the children there is but one true living God. So the question is, is there more than one God? The answer, no. And we could stop right there, put a period behind that. Even in the catechism question and answer, you'll see the answer is no, period. That's sufficient of an answer. Let's follow it up with teaching some explanation out of that so that it's a reiterating or a restating of the emphatic no. There are no other gods. So we ask the question, is there more than one God? The answer, no. There is only one God. Deuteronomy 6:4 tells us this. In that fourth verse, listen, Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Oh, may the Lord bless you as you teach this important truth to your children. May the Lord bless your household. May the Lord bless His church with an advancement of the gospel in our day. May the Lord bless the nation with a pouring out of His gospel and a pouring out of His Spirit upon the land for His glory and for our good.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write Paul with questions or comments related to today's topics. Helpful links can be found at the blog link related to this broadcast at paulthompsonblog.com.